Welcome everybody to the Pony Sync of October the 4th. I'm going to be Sean again, though I'm usually known as Matthias. Let's dive right in. Let's go over the pull requests at first. If nobody has any objections, there's the sweet pull request from Tipin, who fixes some issue with the small chunk finalizers. Does anybody of you have an opinion here on if we should hold it back, or do you think it's mergeable as it is?
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, that looks good to me.
Okay. Yeah, it looks good to me.
Okay. Are you going to merge, Benoit? Would be.
Yeah, okay.
Let's not let the Wallowoo guys wait. This. Okay, should we? I guess this bug is worth triggering a release, I'd say. I don't know if we should wait for this. There's also a cycle detector pull request that's still in experimentation stage, but I think this is only performance related.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay. Maybe we can wait actually issuing a release with some waiting on some other bugs, particularly the ones Joe's working on. So there ain't no further pull request, but there is a new issue opened by me. It's the 2253, the PonyC repo. It's called compiler assertion on match or case method with a don't care symbol as single case expression. You got it. So I hit an assertion here because the don't care symbol as a single case was not properly handled. I think it was the expression pass. But having a catch all case in a match expression or a case method is not documented at all. So I added the needs discussion during sync tag. And because I wanted to get your opinion on if we should have it or if we should rather point users to the else clause, which should be semantically similar. Or even equal.
Yeah, I think it makes sense to forbid that and maybe add a specific error when the user makes a single don't care and have an error that says you should use and it's close instead.
I didn't get that acoustically. So you're in favor of forbidding or permitting? Sorry,
I'm in favor of of forbidding it.
Okay, yes. So it's... Yes, it, okay, any... So I can totally go with that. Is there anyone with a different opinion? So, because...
I agree.
Okay. So the only thing... I'm also in favor. The only thing I see is that so list, yeah. No, actually, it makes sense. Yes. Okay. I sum it up quickly.
Yeah, I mean, the question would be what to do on case methods.
Yeah.
Where you can't do an else, obviously.
Well, since we're removing case method, do we really need to have a discussion on that?
Yeah, I suppose not.
So I see the point that we have allowing the don't care symbol a single case would mean that it's possible to have bugs sneaking in, for example, when changing a type or adding a union to a type. And do we actually, Joe, maybe you know, do we actually throw an error if there's an unreachable code? So let's say we have an exhaustive match with an else clause. Would this be, would we throw an error there?
No, we don't currently throw an error for that. That would probably be something good to add and probably, you know, could be added using the same technology that we use for the same technique, I mean, that we use for exhaustive match.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's not something we do right now.
Okay. And so I just edit here into... Okay. I think there are no other new issues with the needs discussion during sync. There's only uh, 1186, which is the weekly reminder for Benoit to open up an LLVM bug report.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. I really should do that. Thank you.
Yes, no problem. We can keep this as a ritual. I will. Yes. So, there are no RFCs besides the one request for creating one to remove case methods. Is there anything else? Right now we open up the sync call for general topics. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I did want to give a chance to explain or talk about the comment I just left on. Let's see, which ticket is that? It's the ticket about... I think it's called like strange error on, yeah, there it is. 2233.
Yes.
So, I've been focusing a little bit more on the second, or on your second comment there, which is, what happens when you use as,
Yes.
It turns out to be you're seeing two different bugs right now. When you use as, you're bypassing the first bug and just getting to the second bug. I think I have a branch that fixes it, but I want to confirm, because on when I do a minimal repro of the bug of that assertion, my fix works fine. But when I try to use it in my complex application where I was hitting the same bug as you, it crashes at runtime. So I'm curious whether yours will work or crash at runtime. If it's only mine that's crashing at runtime, it's likely a third unrelated bug.
Okay.
So anyway, that's the status of that right now. At some point I need to come back and actually look at the first issue, which is just a matter of figuring out how to improve the inference there in the case of viewpoint types.
Just give me a second to get my code into shape. Yes, this actually works for a pony check. Thanks, Joe.
And it doesn't crash at runtime?
No. Tests run just fine.
Okay. So in that case, I will clean up that branch, add the test, and file that PR hopefully later today, so we can get that merged. And fix at least the second part of that issue.
Nice. Thank you very much. Okay. Anything else? No, as it's like this is a real quick, really efficient pony sync. So then I guess we are good. Or is there anything you'd like to, that comes to your mind just now? Maybe.
Not for me, no.
If we got a little bit of extra time, I don't know, something that I've been thinking a little bit about whether it would be useful to have some kind of syntax sugar for a sort of like basically like run this code in another actor and then the actor is done sort of thing. Like basically you could think of it like spawning a thread, and then just when that block of of stuff is done, then the thread is gone, except for instead of a thread, it's an actor in Pony C terms. But, like, it's not something that ever receives any more, any other kinds of messages. It's just kind of like you run the body of what you've written there in the constructor of the actor, and then the actor just goes away immediately. It's something that you can model using a lambda. If you just have a sendable lambda as the parameter of a little one-liner actor, and then the constructor takes that lambda and then just executes it, and then nothing else happens. I don't know. It's a pattern that could be useful sometimes. It's just sort of like fire off this task and just forget about it. And whatever side effects of that play out, or like if it like fulfills a promise or something. I don't know. Just something I've been thinking a little bit about.
So what you can do currently is use an object literal with a behavior and directly call either the constructor or your behavior on that literal. But yeah, maybe we need a lambda-like syntax to shorten that. I wouldn't be opposed to that if there were an RFC on it.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that it could also be, it doesn't necessarily need to be syntax sugar. You could define a type, like I said, you can define a little one-liner actor that just takes a lambda as its argument and then executes it. And that could be potentially something that is like part of the standard library as just like a little utility actor you could use, like spawn or something. But the only issue there is I'm not sure if there's like extra overhead, because instead of allocating just one actor, you're allocating like two different objects there. You're allocating the lambda that contains whatever it captured state you captured to do it, and you're also allocating the actor itself. So it seems like a little bit like maybe there's a little more overhead there than you might want if you just go that route. But yeah, sugaring something with the object literal would make sense.
But there is, I think, isn't there a syntax for creating an actor? Like an actor literal, just include a behavior in an object literal?
Right, yeah, it's just a little bit more, it's still more verbose than a lambda is, because it doesn't, object literals don't like automatically capture stuff from around them like lambdas do.
Yes, sure. Yeah, and it looks cumbersome.
So yeah, having a utility actor in the standard library would have more overhead than just allocating one object. So unless the actor takes the lambda as a generic parameter, and then you would have one concrete actor type for use of the generic actor, and you'd only be allocating one actor per use and nothing else.
If the lambda captures state, don't you still need to allocate the lambda?
I'm not sure how that. I don't think that's possible currently to use a stat capturing lambda as a type argument.
Yeah. Well, no, it should be. Yeah, it should be possible because it's. The type argument can. Well, I mean, it's not what you're talking about. Having it automatically be the type argument is not something that exists anyway yet, right? Because we don't have a lambda is always a unique type, and there's no. I mean, until we have generic type inference, there's no way that's going to get inferred from the inferred into the type argument.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we would need a generic type in person for that to work.
Okay, well, just something I was thinking about. So. I guess I'll say there's one other thing I've been thinking about while working on PonyCC, which is... thinking a little bit more about the pattern of using a fun tag to wrap a behavior and return something. So like the example I often use is like an actor that has a fun tag that that returns a promise, but internally it passes that promise to the behavior and the behavior will fulfill it on the other side. This pattern of where you have something you want to do outside of the behavior on the caller side, and possibly return a value to the caller, and you do that in the fun tag, and then you do things that deal with the internal state of the actor on the other side of the behavior. Right now what I'm doing for that is I often end up for convenience's sake is I end up creating a private behavior called access that takes a lambda and passes itself as the argument to the lambda, like a ref reference to itself using the access pattern that I wrote about in the Pony Patterns guide. And then the fun tag invokes that with a lambda to do the stuff that requires internal state. And it's actually kind of a neat little pattern, although it is doing extra object allocations for those state capturing lambdas that get passed around rather than just passing them on the stack. Well, although maybe it's possible that the entire object allocation gets stack allocated when you do that because you're not saving it. Or no, it couldn't get stack allocated because it needs to get passed to the other thing. So I guess either way it's getting bundled up into a message and being sent across the behavior. But anyway, this is another thing that I've been thinking about. I mean really the only reason I have to do it that way is to get around the requirements about, I've just been trying to think about if there's a better sort of default language facility we could provide to aid that kind of pattern where you have, okay, this stuff happens outside of the behavior on the caller's side, and then this stuff happens inside the behavior and has access to internal state. And then you can have a return value from that invocation. So I don't know, just another thing to think about. And I'll keep thinking about it.
Yeah, so I'm not sure that we could that we could have some syntax that would be shorter than having a behavior on one side and the fun tag on the other side. But that's an interesting idea. Maybe Maybe there are some syntax ideas to explore on that.
Do you think the thoughts on this already RFC so can be put into an like an RFC, at least an issue on the repository or an issue in the PonyC, so that I'm currently, due to being tired, not 100% able to give any valuable input here, but I definitely like the idea. So.
Yeah, I'll think about a little bit more and see if anything comes to mind. It could be that the pattern I'm using right now is the best way to do it, because, you know, I'm kind of realizing that, you know, because it happens asynchronously, there's no way this can, there's no way that the extra space can be like allocated on the stack. And I don't think that there's any trick we can do where this just like drops away, because the behavior has to execute asynchronously and the caller side stuff has to execute synchronously. So it could be that there's nothing to be gained by first class language support. When this pattern, as I'm using it, is already pretty convenient and succinct. So maybe it's just something that I should write up as an addendum to the existing Pony pattern that I have about this access as a means for sort of arbitrary transactions over an actor's internal state.
I think so too. Yes. Welcome to you. Joining late. We've been discussing about some syntax sugar for executing code blocks on other actors. Is there any one of you just wants to discuss this? Did any one of you have some thoughts maybe on what a more safe, mostly type safe, or better way to implement case methods would be? But maybe it's hard to say on top of your head.
Well, I think that the approach that Benoit laid out in that issue ticket about this matter, I think it's overall a pretty good one. It's just that it's a big change to the compiler, so it's you know, it would be a major effort to add something like that, and I think it would touch a lot of different parts of the compiler to do it, and so it's a little bit daunting.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been trying to implement that the approach that I described in that issue ticket, and there are some major problems with the way subtyping works in the compiler, and the moment in the compiler process when you can actually know subtyping relationships. So one of the issues with that, to correctly inherit threat chaos methods to the implementing types, you have to know the subtyping relationships. But in the current implementation, you can't actually know where you can know some relationship but not all during the thread passes. During the thread pass. So yeah, that's a major problem, and I'm not really sure how to solve it. Maybe we need to take a look at how other compilers for other languages treat these kinds of problems. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, something that I found while working in the compiler is that there are a lot of these convenience features that we've been, you know, interested in adding to make the language, you know, sort of easier to use. They often end up coming up against some like circular dependencies in the compiler, like the one you described. And you know, I'm not sure how to get around that in general. I've been running through a lot of ideas about that in, you know, kind of planning for Pony CC to see if I can, you know, like make those circular dependencies like such that they can be resolved in either direction as long as they don't go in an infinite loop. But yeah, I don't know. It is a difficult problem. I'm not sure if I have anything else constructive to add about that, but just to say that it is not just problematic there, but also in a lot of other places where we want to add these convenience kind of functions. And so it would be, it'd be a very good idea to see if we could figure out a different approach that lets us achieve those same things. I mean, really, I think it's all about making sure that we're only depending on, or that our dependencies are more granular around what information we need to proceed. Like right now, the compiler makes some assumptions about, you go through each pass, and each pass, like a certain, some things happen, and some of them depend on things from previous passes. Some of them don't really. Some of them depend on stuff that happened in the same pass, and you're depending on like the order of which AST nodes got reached first. And you know, really, like I think we need some way to express when writing from the compiler to express like this depends on exactly this feature being resolved, or this like aspect of this particular AST node having been resolved. And then over time, like as those get resolved, the things that were blocked by them can continue. And if you ever have a situation where you have, you end up with a deadlock where all of the relationships of things that depend on each other are blocked by other things that they're depending on, so that you can't make progress. Then at that point you declare that, you have to show a compiler error saying that, you know, I need more information from you, the author of the code. I need you to break this chain, and by providing some information either here or here or here, and point to some spots where like there's not enough information to infer this without explicit type here or here, and that sort of thing. So I've been trying to think about how that would work. I've had some ideas that come up, and you know, I keep coming across various complications, but I think I'm hoping I can eventually get to some kind of system that works like that for Pony CC, but it's probably going to be beyond the realm of practicality for a C code base like Pony C. I'm not sure. I mean, it might just be something that only Pony CC can benefit from, just because of the nature of being able to rely on things like promises and lambdas and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Just to give an update on where I'm at with Pony CC, I've got basic file resolution from use statements working. Right now, I'm trying to work out the mechanism by which each package in a program would be its own actor in the compiler, and so they could kind of be compiling in parallel and referencing each other. And each package is like kind of the source of truth for stuff that's in it. I might decide I want to go more granular and think that each type in the package is an actor as well, holding an AST tree. But right now, I'm thinking maybe package is the right level of granularity. So I'm kind of working out that system right now. And once I have that, I'm hoping to get into things like the traits pass, which should be interesting. And once, you know, once I've got some of the traits pass implemented, I imagine that we'll have a lot of the machinery in place that we need for doing the other passes of the compiler. And so I think that may be a good time to start, you know, bringing other people in who are interested in working on, you know, fleshing out one of the passes or, you know, duplicating the behavior of PonyC and, you know, see if we can get more people than just me working on it and see, you know, if we can make some good progress toward at least getting to the stage where we would be generating LLVMIR, which is going to have its own set of, you know, difficulties. But I think it's exciting.
Yes. Really looking forward to it. So many issues in PonyC that were postponed to PonyCC, and I can't wait. Sulaim. Do you think it's might be worth to move the discussion on case methods over to PonyCC, or is it just way too early to make that move?
Maybe let's have that. Let's have that discussion again when I've worked out the beginning of the traits pass, because the traits pass is where we start hitting this issue. And then I definitely do want to get Benoit's feedback and notes about what needs to happen at the traits pass and what needs to be available and figure out how we can make it available at that time.
Definitely. Okay, guys, it seems like this is it. If there's no objection, I would say thank you to y'all and declare this meeting done. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening out there, and have a wonderful evening.
Yep, thanks everyone.
Thanks.